there's a date coming up after the tribulation where we're going to be with him for 1,000 years. Then he's going to finally lock the devil up, right? He's going to put him away so he'll never be anymore. There'll be no more sickness, no more sin, whatever. And then we're going to reign for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years with him. Amen. Glory to God. So this earth is just, it's not my home. I mean, I like being here. I like being on earth. I like living. I like all of that. I like y'all. But this is not my home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you'll turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, I feel impressed to talk to you this morning about the subject of what to do when Satan shows up. What to do when Satan shows up. How many know that we're living in a day where he seems to be showing up a lot? We're living in a country that I don't recognize anymore. We're living in a place where it seemed like everything could get bad, go bad. You know, there's even prophets out there talking about how bad it's going to get this month or that month or whatever. But I want you to take your eyes off of that. Because the same God who saved you will keep you. Right? And some people, well, you know, are we going through the tribulation? Are we not going through the tribulation? Whatever. I don't care. I mean, I have my opinion. I don't think we are, but I don't care if I have to go through the tribulation. Jesus is going to go with me, and it's going to be an exciting time. I said, it's not going to be a fearful time. It's going to be an exciting time. Why? Because I'm not taking a mark of the beast, right? So he's going to have to feed me. And he will. I said he will. Glory to God, glory to God. In Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to see where this Jesus is just getting his start in his ministry. He's 30 years of age. He got the dove fell on him when he was baptized by John. And then his next instance, and watch this, excuse me. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit. Why am I emphasizing that? It's because sometimes we're led into situations that don't seem all that exciting. We're led into or directed into or maybe just fall into some areas that don't seem very nice, right? Right? Now watch this. This is really interesting. It says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. That was a setup. God said, listen, I want you to go over here. I want you to go into the wilderness over here, and I'm going to let the devil come. The devil's coming, and he's coming to tempt you. Now watch this. It wouldn't have been a temptation if Jesus couldn't have failed. Let me say that again. It wouldn't have been a temptation if Jesus couldn't have failed. Or else it would have been just no big thing. Right? But Jesus had flesh like you and I have flesh. In fact, the Bible says he was tempted in all ways like everybody. That means he was tempted like God, like the enemy tempts me, like he Zach, like Marty. And so not just the way he tempts me, but the way he's tempted everybody. Jesus was tempted that way in his flesh. And again, a temptation is not a temptation if you're not, you know, able or if your flesh doesn't want to draw you into that temptation. Listen to this now. He's in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the devil didn't come right away. It said when he'd fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came, the tempter didn't come until he was hungry. The tempter didn't come until there was something going on in his life that wasn't exactly right. Or I wasn't full. Right now I'm through with my fast. I'm through with not eating or drinking, but now I'm hungry. Now is when the tempter comes. He says, you're at your weakest. I'm going to give it my best shot. Right? So maybe for some of us, we're not at our best. This isn't the most glorious time in our life. This isn't, you know, where we're just shouting every day because everything is perfect. But it might be the time when the devil comes to tempt us. Right? Now, here's what I need you to know. You need to have a bigger focus on who God is than who the devil is. You need to arm yourself for when the devil comes. Right? I don't think we're going to go to this verse, but the Bible, Jesus talked about when an evil spirit goes out of a man. It goes away, but it comes back to see if that place is empty. And if it's empty, he's going to bring seven more with him. Right? So to me, it's like, it's very important for me to give something that will fill somebody up so that he's not empty or she's not empty when she's been or he's been delivered. Right. Now watch this. What is that we get filled up on? And that's the emphasis, I think, of what I want to talk about today. What do we do when the devil shows up? Verse 3 again says, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do you know that you have the word that proceeds from the mouth of God? Let me say that again. You have the word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It's on your phone. It's in your lap. It's on the screen. You have the word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And not just that, you have the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you. And the Spirit of God will sometimes speak to you, not outside of the Word of God, but in line with the Word of God. Right? So you have what's necessary to come against anything that the enemy brings to you, but you can't come against the enemy with anything else but the Word of God. If you come with your feelings, you'll be defeated. Let me say that again. If you come with your feeling, I feel like God has left me. God, I'm out here in the desert. I'm hungry. And the devil's talking to me. And I don't feel like confronting him. See, you got to say, I don't care how I feel. I don't care what it seems like. This is what the Word of God says. So when the enemy says God's away from you, you need to come back at him with a ha-ha. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. He said he would be with me till the end of the age. But if you don't have the Word of God in your heart, and you're not spending time meditating on the Word of God, and you're not putting that inside of you, then he's got you. Because he'll not only lie to you, watch this, he'll try to move you to a place of being deceived. Yes. Right? So, and being deceived is when you think you know the truth, but you don't really know the truth. So you can't act on the truth because you don't know the truth. What am I saying? You've got to get the Word of God and begin to meditate on the Word of God and get it on the inside of you so that when a thought comes that's not from God, but you know it's from the enemy, what do you do when Satan comes? You rely on what God has spoken in your spirit and what He said in His Word, and you confront the thought or you confront the action, you confront whatever with the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, you don't focus on looking for demons everywhere you go. You focus on the Word of God and getting that into your heart so that when a thought comes contrary, you have something to attack it with. Right? It is written. It is written. You got to have a it is written attitude toward your feelings. You've got to have an it is written attitude toward your body. You've got to have a it is written attitude toward people that are going to come to you and try to dissuade what God has said in His Word. See, what He said in His Word is true, whether it's 2023, 2050, 2019, or, you know, whatever year it is, whatever date it is, this Word never changes. It's the same. Amen. Right? So even if, you know, and there are people that are prophesying things are going to get terrible, America's going to go down, all of that. I mean, okay, even if that happens, I'm not concerned about it from the standpoint, I'm not preparing myself to store up food. If God tells you to do that, do that. If He tells you to do some other things, do that. But what you really need to prepare yourself with is the Word of God so that you can hear correctly what the Word is saying. Are you with me? So it's getting the Word of God into your heart and reading the Word every day. I told you the story a couple weeks ago, but I want to tell it again because it just fits in. My friend Gary went to be with Jesus, his daughter. When I go to Tulsa every year, last 2 years I met with her and had dinner with her. Well, it was just her and I this time. And she was talking about reading the Word of God. She said, I've been to therapists. They didn't help me. I've been to counseling. It didn't help me. Christian counseling, Christian therapists. It didn't help me. She said, but I thought, you know, I might as well give the Bible a try. And what did she do? She got into a reading plan. And isn't it wonderful, like, to read the Bible through in a year? Has anybody ever done that? That's really cool. That's a great accomplishment. But she says to me, sitting across the table, For the last 2 years, I've been reading the Bible through every 90 days. Every 90 days. And she said, it's done more for me than all the counseling, all the therapy, all of the things that, because the Word of God inside of me, right? I was under conviction because I've read the Bible through. I've read the Bible through in a year. I've read the Bible through many, not huge amount of times. I'm only mostly stay in the New Testament, but I've read it through. But I hadn't done it every 90 days. But I started to do it. I said, if she can do it, I can do it. And it takes a little while. You're not going to get through it in 10 minutes. Right? It might take you 45 minutes or an hour to read that day. But what else are you doing with your time? See, what I'm saying, watch this, what I'm talking about is what to do when Satan shows up. You better have the Word of God inside of you. So when Satan shows up, the Spirit can go, oh, you remember you were just reading about Joshua. Don't you remember your word? You were just reading about Gideon. Don't you remember that David was just before you in 2 Kings? Right? I said, yeah. And God showed up big for them. He didn't leave them, even though everybody was chasing them. He was with me. And you see, Satan comes with a lie, but you have the Word stored in you, which is the truth. And you can go, it is written. I'm assured that this is true. I'm sure that this is right. I'm sure that the promise of God is for me. Right? I'm assured of it, but I guarantee you, if you're anemic in the Word of God, you won't have what it takes to fight it off. Let me say that one more time. If you're anemic in the Word of God, you won't have what it takes to fight off what the enemy's bringing at you, because you'll go back to your default settings of how do I feel? This isn't fair, right? Fear is all around me, right? The enemy comes, it looks a lot like fear. When the enemy comes, it looks a lot like self-pity. When the enemy comes, it might even feel bad, it might even hurt. But what word have you stored up in your heart? Amen. Amen. It says here, and it's talking about temptation, the enemy comes to tempt you. He is such a liar and a thief. But this is what the enemy does, right? He says, listen, I know you've had a lust problem in the past. So every time you get on Facebook, I'm going to put this ad up for you. Right? Or I'm going to just bring this up. Whatever it is, whatever area it is, I'm just going to bring that up to you, and you go, no, in Jesus' name. No, get out of here in Jesus. You click off of that in Jesus' name. But then he's going to come the next day and the next day and the next day. And then the minute that you give into it, he's going to look down at you, put his foot on your face, and go, you sorry thing. Right? You sorry thing. But I'm telling you, the Word of God will give you the power when the temptation comes in. So it is written that you'll not follow after any of these other things, but I'm going to follow after the Lord my God. I'm going to go after Him with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my thoughts. And if there's something that Satan is using, I'm cutting that sucker off. In Jesus' name. I'm not giving into it anymore. I'm not even go there. Because it is written, you shall serve the Lord your God and Him only. Verse 5, it says, and the devil took him up into a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. How many know that's in the Bible? Psalm 91, it says exactly that. The enemy was using that to get him off of the plan of God. Now watch this. The enemy can even use the Word of God against you. If you don't know the Spirit and have a relationship with the one who wrote it. Are you listening to me? Listen, if you just go, well, I know the Word of God. I know the Word of God. I know the devil knows the Word of God too. And he can use it against you. This is a classic one. You know the Word of God. So you get this scripture up in your script and you're thinking about Jesus. Judas hung himself. Judas hung himself. Then you get another scripture. It says, go ye therefore and do likewise. Right? Now, I mean, that's a little facetious, but the enemy can even use that. So when you get a scripture that's attacking something, you have to still listen to your heart and say, okay, God, is that what you're saying to me? Right? And then he'll have scripture, right, that will come to you to attack what the enemy is bringing to you. Because in verse 7 it said, Jesus said to him, it's written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Right? He was using Scripture against him, but he was using the Scripture to try to tempt him for his own comfort, for his own benefit, for his own thing, that I'll show God. And it was a temptation. Let me say that again. It was a temptation. It was a temptation. If you're a Christian, then you should be able to do this. And you go, oh, no, that's not in the spirit of love. That's not in the spirit of faith. That's not in the spirit. No. And you'll have scripture to counteract what the enemy is bringing against you. Is this making any sense to anybody? Yes, we fight a devil. Yes, the devil's out there. Yes, there's demons out there. But I want to declare to you that that should not bring one ounce of fear to you. Why? Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. God is bigger. God is better. God is stronger. He's greater than the enemy. He's greater than our circumstances. But we have to keep, when the enemy comes, we don't talk to him necessarily. I'll make a caveat to that. We don't think about him. We remind him of who we're serving, whose we belong to, who he is and what he said and what he's done. Glory to God. Because that's the way that we fight the enemy when he comes. Glory to God. I've been saying by his stripes I'm healed a lot in the last 2 weeks. And I believe that with all my heart. Go with me to John chapter 10. And if I said, to somebody. Can you quote John 10:10? Who can do that? What's that? Anybody? Oh, I've not done my job well at all. John 10:10. It says, "But the thief come not, but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But that I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And it can be associated with the thief is the devil, right? We can look at it that way. But in the context of the whole chapter, that's not exactly what he's talking about. Let's go to verse 1. "Most assuredly, I say to you that he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by his name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. Yet they will not by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Here again is, especially in this hour, especially where we're living, especially in the last days, it said that many are going to leave the faith. Many are going to go away, and there's going to be all kinds of things that come against us. We have to know the voice of God. We have to understand the voice of God. And the Bible says if you'll come through Jesus and then stay in Jesus, you'll know his voice. You'll know what he's saying. You'll know what he's asking. You'll know what, and even if it's not clear, you're going to go to him again and again and again and again until it's made clear to you. Right? If the enemy's attacking, it's not one to run away from the devil as much as it is to run to God. And it says, watch this, it says that anything that doesn't go through Jesus, through the door, through the gate, go through Jesus, is a thief. I'm not against psychology. I'm not against counseling. I'm not against any of that. It's all wonderful. God uses all of that. But anything that doesn't emphasize Jesus has the potential to be a thief. Are you listening to me? Come on. And so it's like, I need Jesus more now than I've ever known him. As fear arises. And listen, if we're really truly living in the last days, if we've read the book, we know things aren't going to get better. It says sin is going to wax more and more and more bold. I can't believe what we're putting up with now. Right? It's just amazing to me. I don't recognize it. And it's so quickly turned around. So quickly. Now, I'm not saying that God can't do something to turn that back all around. I don't know about all that. But what I know is that more than ever, we need to be pressing into Jesus. We need to be going into that doorway, going into Jesus, talking about Jesus, talking to Jesus. Let Jesus talk to us through his word and make that more and more and more prevalent. What do? When the enemy comes, we run to Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Watch this. I mean, even, I don't have to be careful. It's my church. Listen, look at, even teaching, even videos on YouTube, even all of that stuff, if you don't have a, if there's a check in your spirit where that is, man, turn it off. And if you don't understand something that's in the Bible, say, Holy Spirit, you're the one who's the teacher. You can teach me. Right? I have people that I listen to, but and there's sometimes, though, it's like, I just got to shut all of that off because I'd rather talk to God face to face than talk to God through Facebook. See, I want to enter into the doorway Verse 6 says, Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things he spoke to them. That happened quite a bit. And then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you that I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me, those are thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures. You know who he was talking about? He was talking about the religious leaders of the day. He was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were saying they weren't looking for Christ to save them, for the Messiah to save them. They were looking for their religion to save them. And they didn't have the heart of the master who wrote it. They were using their own hearts to interpret it. Look at me. I've got the best robe. Hey, listen, it's offering time. Listen, I want you all to know I'm going to write out this big check. Right? Or, oh, I'm going on a 40-day fast. Look, I'm going to put some, ashes on so that every time you see me, you can go, boy, isn't that a spiritual guy? And what they did is said, if you want to get close to God, then you have to be like me. And Jesus said, no, that's not it at all. If you want to get close to God, you've got to go through me. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. So now look at in verse 10 again. He says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's anybody or anything that's not Jesus. Any way that you're trying to get through life that doesn't have Jesus at the center is a thief and a robber. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But he said, listen, but I got a clue. If you'll come through me, if you'll come through that gate, if you'll come as sheep to me, I came that you might have life and have that abundantly. Aren't we frustrated with man's attempt to get us holy or revived or all of that? We've been singing and doing things for years and years. And I think that our problem might be that we've been attacking the enemy's attack without going through the gate. What do we do when the enemy shows up? Well, we follow Jesus' example, but we run to Jesus. Jesus, what are you saying? What are you doing? What are you after? Look at what you got to know this. In Colossians, it said that Jesus defeated the enemy and made an open show of him. Amen. Not, oh boy, the devil's after me. Boy, I just hope I'm going to win. I hope I'm going to get through. I hope I'm going to make out. Oh, if I fast enough, if I pray enough, that's the wrong door. Because that's your effort. All of those things can be good, but the door is Jesus defeated him. I'm in Jesus. I heard this great thing, this little clip. That's great. He said, why do we pray in the name of Jesus? Why? Why do we pray in the name of Jesus? Because you can't pray in your name and get to God. Right? You can't, on your own, you can't get to God with your name. But when you came in His name, you take on His holiness. You take on everything that He's done for you. But it's Jesus, 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 Jesus. My life must be lived through my relationship with Jesus and everything else on the side. Oh, glory to God. The thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He's already done it. Hallelujah. We could go on there, but let's. I've got lots of scriptures written down here. But I want you to know that God has commissioned us to go after the enemy.
Right.
Well, let's just look at a couple things. Go to Luke chapter 13, I think. I'm not doing this in order, so forgive me back there. Luke chapter 13. Listen to this. Verse 16, it says, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Sarah has bound, think of it for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" Did you know that you're a child of God? You're a child of God. And you came and He sent you out to do the works that He wants you to do. And part of that is getting people that are bound set free. I'm going to... If you're not putting the Word of God into people, then their freedom, even if they get free for a moment, will not be sustained. So what I'm saying is, we can pray for one another and pray, you know, come out in Jesus' name. And I believe in that. I'll tell you stories about that. But the deal is, if I'm in that position, I've got to make it more about Jesus than I do about the spirit that's on the person.
Right.
And I've got to emphasize, after we've dealt with it, that listen, here, I'm going to give you some scriptures to stand on, because the enemy's going to try to come back. But here is the Word of God that you can stand on when that lie comes back, when the depression comes back, when the temptation comes back. Use this out of your mouth saying to that thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's important for me, if I'm going to get them clean, to fill them back up. But here's the deal. God wants each one of you to know that you're a child of God.
Yes.
Here's the second thing. God wants you to know that the enemy, anything that the enemy has brought to bind you up, it's your covenant right to be loosed from.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so we have to go, "Lord, I'm coming back to your word. I know I've been taught this and I've been taught that. I can't tell you how many books I've read on many different subjects." Sometimes we read too many books and not enough Bible. Because it's the Bible that gives us the answers. When Jesus sent out His disciples, He said, "Go out and cast out devils. Go out and cast out devils." But you know what? I look in the book of Acts, and there's a few instances in there, right? There's a few instances where, you know, like we talked about it Wednesday, that there was that gal with the spirit of divination, and she was walking around, and Paul, these men are of the Most High God, they know the way of salvation. And every day, you know, 3 or 4 days, I don't know how many, but several days going that way. And then Paul finally, in his spirit, watch, this is what I think happened, and it's not really written in there, but this is my presupposition, that they were going, and they said, "Well, that sounds right. That's a good thing to say. That sounds right." But inside of Paul, he's going, "Just something odd with that. Just something off in that. These are sons of the Most High God. They have the way of salvation. Listen to them." And the next day, something's not right. Something's not right. And then finally, on that day where it really came alive to him, he said, "Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you come out of her, because I'm not going to have that demon, right, quoting the Word of God or telling me who I am. I'm only going after the one who's already told me who I am." Right? Here's what I'm saying with that. is that we need to be careful in our spirits when we're dealing with people, even people who are Christians, who've written a book, who've written a tape, who've got TV ministries. We have to be careful. I'll tell you this one fellow, and I'm not going to mention his name because you'll know it. But he had these books and TV shows about casting out devils. That's all I'm going to say about him. But they were so much about the devil and nothing really about Jesus. Right? I believe in casting out devils. If you've got one, come, I'll pray for you. The devil will be gone, but I'm not going to talk about that devil as much as I am Jesus. I'll tell you this story. And there was a couple that had this book, and they were trying to cast the devil out of somebody, and the Lord sent me into that thing, and I got there late, and I'm standing at the doorway going, and they're in the midst of doing the formula that was in the book. And I'm not going to go into all that, but I'm standing there and said, Lord, this is a mess. It's not my house. It's not my church. It's not my Bible study. But Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord told me, he said, you go get right in front of this person and put your butt between them. That's what he told me. And the people that are trying to pray. And you take authority over that and quit the nonsense. Okay. I did. He did. She was delivered, right? But again, it's by the Spirit of God through the principles that are found in the Word of God. But I'll tell you, the amount of people that I've seen the devil cast out of with great manifestations are very few in number. But the ones that I've seen delivered and brought to a higher level by the teaching of the pure Word of God are great in number. What do we do when the devil comes up? We get back into the Word. We begin to study the Word. We begin to teach the Word. We begin to get and talk about Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on. And looking in the book of Acts, it didn't say, you know, when they're praying, they said, Lord, give us more power. Lord, show us the demons that we need to cast out. Didn't say that. Didn't do that. What it said was, Lord, give us more of an anointing and give us boldness that we can proclaim your words with signs and wonders following so that people can know who Jesus is and what he's done. And is anybody getting anything this morning? We've got to be Jesus, 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 Jesus. The world needs Jesus. They don't need our doctrine about who the Antichrist is. Oh, glory to God. Oh, that's a fascinating stuff. Nothing wrong with it. Go with me, and I've got to wind down at some point. But go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. What do I do when the devil shows up? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll start in verse 20. Oh, no, I can't do that. 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. Why do they have futile minds? Because they haven't come through the door yet. They haven't entered the sheepfold yet. Right? We have. Who being past feelings, verse 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lewdness, to the work of all uncleanliness with greediness, But you have not so learned Christ. What are you giving yourself to? If you're giving yourself to anything that's not in line with the Word of God, you didn't learn that from Jesus. You didn't learn. Greed. If you're greedy, you didn't learn that from Jesus. If you're angry, you didn't learn that from Jesus. Right? If you've got lust working overtime in you, you didn't learn that from Jesus. Right? Come on. If you're bitter, you didn't learn that from Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. If indeed you've heard and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. The truth is in Jesus. The truth is in Jesus. I'm not trying to get Jesus to line up with me. I've got to get to the place where I'm lining up with Him. If He said it in His Word, then I'm lining up with that because the truth is in Him. It's not in me. Right? The Bible says that if you believe in Him, if you continue in His Word, then you'll be His disciple indeed. And if you're a believer who becomes a disciple and you continue to walk in His Word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's the truth that you know that sets you free. Come on. Hallelujah. I love this. Verse 22. But you. Everybody say you. See, you're talking to everybody else, not yourself. But you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. This is attacking the enemy when he's attacking you. Let me say that again. That's the most beautiful sound in the world right there. This is attacking the enemy when he's attacking you. Anything that you used to be in before God set you free from it, don't put up with it. Not even a little bit. Not an ounce of it. Why? Because the enemy's at the door. Can I come in? Can I come in? No! In Jesus' name. I'm putting it off. But watch this. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed, be transformed, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12. But renew in the spirit of your mind. I like that. Spirit of your mind. What does that mean? That means the attitude of your mind. It's all right to have an attitude as long as the attitude is lined up with Him. Bless God, I won't compromise. Bless God, I'm not going down there. Bless God, I'm not listening to that. Bless God, I won't go there. Bless God, I'm not going to let a little witchcraft in. Bless God, I'm not going to let a little of this slip in. I'm coming. When the devil comes, he doesn't come with a full-blown attack. He comes with a little bit. Right? I'm not allowing astrology. I'm not allowing this in. I'm not allowing witchcraft in. I'm not allowing lust into my house. If I have to throw out the TV, if I have to turn my computer off, if I have to take all my apps off of my phone, I'm not going to allow it because I want my mind and the spirit of mine to be about Jesus, 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 Jesus. What do I do when the enemy comes? I turn to Him. Who's already set me free from every attack that the enemy would bring. And I say, no, 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 no. I'm going to walk in Jesus. I'm going to walk in love. And the spirit of my mind is, I'm going to think like He thinks. And I am going to put up a barrier against anything that's not in line with that. So we put off the old man. We get our mindset right. And we put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Right? We want to live in holiness. I don't want to be a little holy. And some people would say it's religious, but you know, I don't let any corrupt communication come out of my mouth, or I try not to. You know, I used to. Before I got saved, man, I'd cuss with the best of you. Right? The sailors had nothing on me. But I'm saved now. And I don't let it come out of my mouth. Why? Because I've put off the old man and I've changed my mind and said, no, I'm not going there anymore. I'm not going to allow compromise to come anymore. Why? Because compromise is the door that the enemy, that's when Satan comes. And what I got to do is I got to shut that off. And what do I do to shut that off? I go back and remind myself about what the Word says. Don't do this. Okay, I'm not doing that. Do this. All right, I'm doing that. Yeah, but that's radical. Yeah, okay, but I'm going in through the gate. I'm going in. I'm entering through Jesus. I'm doing what he wants me. Well, that's not popular. I don't care. Right? Come on. That's not what you should be preaching. Well, I'm going to preach it anyway. Right? Well, you might run some people off. Well, I've done that before too. Right, but I'm not going to compromise what the Word says, because that is the very thing that will keep the enemy at bay and keep me free and keep you free. So what do you do when the enemy comes? You get back into the Word of God and you do whatever He says and get your mind put back on Him and what He thinks without compromise, in Jesus' name. Anybody get anything this morning? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what your church says. It doesn't matter what your daddy says, your pappy says, your grandpappy says. What does the Word say? Well, this is how we did it. I don't care how you did it. How did Jesus do it? Let's get back into the Word and say, Jesus, even when I don't understand, I'm coming to you. I'm running after you. I'm running back into your arms. I'm running. Forgive me for compromise. I see it now. I've opened a door to the thief and I didn't even know it. But Lord, I'm coming back to you full strength, 100%. Lord, even if the U.S. falls and everything goes, the economy goes and all of that stuff happens, Lord, I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to come into your bosom, Lord. And I know that you'll lead me and that you'll guide me. I will not be led by fear. I will not be led by manipulation. I will not be fed or led by anything but your Spirit and your Word working on the inside of me. Father, we just come to you right now in Jesus' name. I thank you that everybody that's listening to me online or in this building, Lord, we've all declared that you're right. And Lord, this morning we just want you to have access to our hearts. The beginning of revival is repentance. And any way that we've compromised your Word, Lord, we're not just saying we're sorry, Lord, but we're going to do whatever it takes to stop the compromise. So we come before you in Jesus' name. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, the first step is to do that. Just get on your knees wherever you are and say, listen, I know I'm a sinner. I need help. Jesus is the one that helped you. He's the doorway. So just say, Jesus, I need you in my life. Here's my life. If you can do anything with it, take it. I'll live for you the rest of my life. If you'll do that, He'll come. He'll change you. Father, we just pray over all those that are online right now. We thank you for touching them. We thank you for ministering to them. We thank you, Lord, that your anointing is here, but it's also there. And that by your stripes they are healed, they are set free, they are whole in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that the inference of your word has brought illumination. And every area that Satan has tried to bind them with, I command that to be broken in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just give you all the glory and all the praise, and just begin to declare Jesus in your home, Jesus in your car, Jesus on your job, and things will change. in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us. God bless you. Amen. 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 Amen.